Doctor Who Jubilee, Episode 4.
Leader, the CEB is correctly aligned for the destruction of the cathedral building.
Very good. Begin the demolition process in 2 Earth hours once the Earthlings have been made aware of our intentions by their communications network.
And the building known as the Millennium Dome?
We will annihilate that in a further 2 hours if we do not get response we wish from the other Earth governments. Arrange it at once, leader.
Dale!
Doctor, will you be quiet?
It's all right. There's no one here to hear us.
Yes, and we wanted to stay that way.
Great acoustics, Romana. It's even better if you stand bang in the middle. All the sound waves bounce back symmetrically, and you get this fascinating kind of quadraphonic tunnel effect.
I'm off to have a look around, Doctor. Try not to get into any trouble, okay?
Right you are. See you back at the TARDIS in an hour. You come with me, Mr. Mason. We're going exploring.
Doctor?
Yes?
Is this really the time for visiting exhibitions? If you haven't noticed, there's thousands of Cybermen swarming around London, planning to take over the world.
Which is why we need a plan.
I couldn't agree more.
But for a plan, we need inspiration. And you'll find, Mr. Mason, that inspiration can spring from the unlikeliest of places.
Yes, but... I mean, here? The Tunnel of Dreams?
Even that? Not a bad idea, actually. I wonder how you start it up.
Here we are. The control cabin's up here. Quick burst of the sonic screwdriver. And we're in. Hooray!
Please take your seats, ladies and gentlemen. The next Tunnel of Dreams ride will be leaving in approximately...
now! Come along, come along. What are you waiting for? Jump in!
I regret to report that stores of Uridium 32 are now at a critical level, and that our soil tests have been unsuccessful in locating further deposits.
Has an import cargo been secured yet?
Affirmative, leader. But the cargo must be transported from another continent. Phase 2 of Jubilee would have to be postponed.
Then it is vital that new deposits are found. Step up soil scanning efforts twofold. We must divert all units possible into locating more uridium.
Very well, leader.
Of course, not all dreams are helpful purposes.
Brace yourself as we enter the Nightmare Zone.
I say, this is good fun, isn't it?
Well, you've got me gripped.
The dark reaches of the mine, where ogres and demons still reside. The Siberian Yeti.
Yeti? Huh, doesn't look a bit like that. I think the chap who designed this ride had been watching too much TV.
The Venusian Wall Rats.
Pah, no such thing. Doesn't exist.
And the hideous slime beast of Basildon 5.
Slime beast indeed. How much longer is...
Shh! Slime is interesting stuff, Mason. You evolved from it for a start.
Did I?
Yes. You and the rest of your race. Slime.
What's so damn fascinating about slime?
No, not slime in general. Some particular slime I've got in mind. Quite forgot about it, to tell you the truth.
Oh?
It was on the walls near the weather machine at Canary Wharf. Didn't think it was too important at the time, but it all kind of fits together now, given what you said earlier.
And what was that again?
Tell you later. Let me just mull it over for a while.
Uridium 5. Come off it, there's no such element.
No, it's not an element, more a compound. Highly radioactive, just the sort of fuel needed to generate such high levels of chaotic probability needed to affect the weather.
I see. That's what you found on the wall, and that's what the Cybermen are currently short of.
No, it wasn't what we found on the wall. That was just a simple sulfurous phosphorescent cooling substance.
Eh? I thought you said...
Negative. Substance identified on wall was carrier substance for radioactive uridium isotope.
Oh, God. A talking dog. Let's just get stranger.
Affirmative.
Okay. So, if we can stop the Cybermen laying their hands on more of this fuel, we can at least stop the spread of their domination. What do you think, Colin?
That alone is not enough to solve them. To fully succeed, we need more than that. The Cybermen have set up mines all over London in the underground train network searching for this substance. So far, they have been unsuccessful and have only found enough to launch one attack with their weather device. But I estimate they're only waiting for new supplies before they launch weather attacks against the other countries of this world.
Fair assumption.
Ah, you're back. See anything interesting?
Not really. A few displays, time capsules, that kind of thing.
Oh?
You know, buried things from the past.
The past?
Yes, the past. It wouldn't really work if they were from the future now, would it?
Hold it right there.
Sorry?
I've got it!
What's that, Doctor?
A plan. I've got a plan, Romana. And it's so cunning you could stump a fox with it.
That's insane! I mean, you've come up with some nutty ideas before, but this one just takes
No time to lose. K-9, Colin and I are set about making the capsule. You and Jeff head off to UNIT and warn them about what's to come.
Okay, but I don't know how they're going to take the news that you're planning to flood the whole of London.
Not the whole of London, Romana. Just the underground lines where the Cybermen and their mines are. I'll find you later back at UNIT HQ.
Aren't you going to give me a lift?
Yes, okay. But after we've dropped you off, we'll have to come back here to plant that time capsule.
A time capsule from the future, you say?
Yes, not too convincing, really, is it? I tried to tell him, but he's so stubborn.
Tell me about it. Still, the Doctor has got a reasonable track record when it comes to helping us out. Let's hope he hasn't lost his old touch, eh?
Let's hope so, Brigadier. The whole of Earth is counting on this rather flimsy premise that the Cybermen will believe the time capsule is genuine. Though how it's supposed to have got there, God only knows.
He didn't say, then?
Muttered something about pretending it had fallen through a wormhole in the space-time vortex?
Ah, that old chestnut.
Yes. Well, he's counting on the fact they're desperate for this fuel.
I see. Well, let's hope the Doctor and his Cybermen friend make a good job of this, then. If they really can be fooled into mining next to the River Thames, then it should just take a little blast into the shafts to open the floodgates, so to speak. Though I hate to think what the repair bill will do to the tube fares next year.
Blast? No, the Doctor didn't mention anything about that.
Did he not? Odd. It's unlike him to overlook anything. Let's just hope he has thought it all through. It doesn't bear thinking about what would happen should he fail. Our troops would be slaughtered.
What? Are you anticipating a battle?
Almost certainly. The Doctor may be able to help with those underground, but there's still a substantial ground presence to deal with once their headquarters is taken out of action.
And that CB ray gun thing at the top of Big Ben?
I'm counting on that being controlled from underground. Otherwise we'll all be fried alive once the rebellion begins. Anyway, can't hang around nattering to you all day. My troops are assembling outside now. All of them. We've got to be prepared for the worst.
I heard one of the rides going.
How long's it been, Jack?
What?
How long's it been since you slept properly?
Well, last first day I earned that shift off, but...
Yeah, you're overtired, John's right. All that coffee you've been drinking. I think it's been stimulating your mind just a bit too much.
that I didn't imagine it all right.
Oh, see, look, you didn't imagine that pig over there by the bushes, eh?
Well, looked like a pig. That could have been a weasel, I suppose.
A weasel, yeah, right.
Yeah, a weasel or a fox. Anyway, you heard that wheezing, groaning noise just now, didn't you?
I think that's probably just the heating system.
Can't say I heard a thing.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Go on, open it up.
Rightio. Duh?
Did you type it in right?
Yeah, of course. Battle of Hastings, 1966.
No, it's 1066, New Neanderthal. Come here.
You sure of that? I could have sworn it was...
Of course I'm sure. Shut up and follow me.
Go on then. Find your intruder.
It's empty. Go to bed, Jack. You need some sleep.
No! I tell you! This is all too odd.
It's very simple, Jack. You imagined it, just like you imagined that pig outside.
Yeah, well, it wasn't necessarily a pig. It could have been a stoat.
You said fox just now.
Look! Over here! There's something new by this display.
Oh, really?
A metal box. It was probably there already.
No, it wasn't. I'm sure. It's appeared since I've locked up.
Well, if it has, then we'd better get out of here. It could be a bomb.
See.
No, stop! What's inside?
A CD. Earth Under the Cybermen, a retrospective 2003 to 2013. It looks like some kind of documentary, I guess.
Did you say 2013?
Well, that's what it says. There's a written note with it.
Yeah, right. So what? It fell from the future through a wormhole in the space-time vortex, eh?
Dear human, please accept this exhibit for your time exhibition. It fell from the future through a wormhole in the space-time vortex. Yours sincerely, ?
Well, now I've heard it all.
Odd name?
We better bring this to our informer. The Cybermen will want to know about this. You know what the rule is. Any lost property becomes...
Yes, we know. Can't we just listen to it first? That wouldn't hurt, would it?
Well, taxi, why not? Come, let's get back to the lodge and run this through the computer.
Yeah, you think along the right lines now. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I was finally conquered by the Cybermen in 2004 after massive uranium reserves were located beneath the River Thames. The uranium, so vital for the Cybermen's ingenious weather-controlling weapon, codenamed Butterfly, was discovered entirely by accident along the North Embankment.
Ah, informer.
Come along, you lot. Hand that over now.
Oh, right. There you go.
Thank you. 2013, eh? Looks like some kind of hoax to me, but we'll let the Cybermen decide. They can test it for authenticity. If it's just kids having a lark, we'll soon find out.
I'm sure you will. Is that all, informer?
That'll be all. Good day.
Good day.
Negative, Master. Flood pressure will be sustained by safety bulkhead.
What?
Flood pressure will be sustained by safety bulkhead, Master.
Now you tell me. Did you hear that, Colin? Now he tells us.
Does this mean your plan will fail, Doctor?
Well, it does unless we can get down there and find some way of disabling that safety bulkhead door. Are there any others, K-9?
Scanning maps. Affirmative, Master. There are 12 safety bulkheads, but only 2 of them would be effective against a flood from that location.
Just 2 doors to fix, eh? Shouldn't be too hard. Time's our only enemy. Potentially the Cybermen might act on our disinformation within the hour, and mining just where we said would cause floods almost instantaneously. It's a very thin barrier between the riverbed and the upper train tunnels. Reinforced, of course, normally quite safe, but the advanced mining tools of the Cybermen should be able to cut through it in 5 minutes. There's no time to lose. Colin, you see if you can radio Unit HQ to update them.
I have to set the coordinates of the embankment in straight away.
Right, we're here. It won't be long, but you must stay inside, Colin. It's very dangerous out there.
Okay, Doctor. Good luck.
This is most difficult to believe. I agree, Leader.
but it is not impossible, and our tests show the disc to be of foreign origin.
If this is the case, then this could be the information we need. Send mining troop J to investigate uridium deposits where the disc reported them to be.
Is it safe to mine in that position, Mega?
The barrier walls are thin, but we need not worry. Even if there is a leakage, then the safety bulkheads will contain it. Go at once.
There's a storm brewing out there for sure. Better batten down the hatches, eh, Brigadier?
Capital thinking, Mr. Mallet. Don't worry, Romana. The doctor knows how to look after himself. He'll be out of those tunnels before the floods start. The main worry is that if the Cybermen do start mining in that area, then they might easily contain the floods. That could prove disastrous for us up here.
I see.
I wouldn't like to say, but I think the doctor may have bitten off a bit more than he can chew this time. If he knows what's good for him, he'll have taken some explosive with him just to be on the safe side.
Mining is progressing well, Ada, but we still have not located the uranium reserves expected.
Very well. Continue mining deeper until you find the isotope is discovered. We must have it by sunset. Is that understood?
Yes, Ada.
Bulkhead 3A. No, that shouldn't be here. Oh, don't say I'm lost. I don't have time to be lost.
That was the sound of a human intruder. I heard nothing. Continue mining. I do not believe it to be safe to continue mining. But if the wardens have already developed further along the shaft, this is of no importance. We must locate the iridium. Very well.
Uh-oh, that roar better not be what I think it is.
Sir, intelligence reports sounds of mass flooding advancing underground from the river area.
Superb, he's done it. This is the beginning of the end for the Cybermen, but let's not count our chickens just yet. Corporal, upon my word, forces are to advance and attack the ground-based presence with the gold ammunition. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
Good. May God be with you all. Advance. We'll smash those little lighters yet, eh, Miss Romana?
Yes. Just hope the doctor is somewhere safe.
It's the end for you, my sword of friends.
I fear for the doctor's life, Canine. I want to go and assist him.
Negative. Danger. Danger.
I don't care. The doctor could be in trouble. I must help.
Negative. Negative. Danger. Stay inside.
I must find this railway station. Excuse me, where is this entrance to the embankment? Thank you.
It's all over. All over now. For good, let's hope. What's the damage, Corporal?
500 civilian, 300 military, 8,000 Cybermen casualties is the going estimate, Brigadier.
You should see the river. Thousands of dead Cybermen just floating there on the surface. It's eerie.
Look at it round here. Carnage. Debris. The price of war.
War is never a pretty thing, Doctor. You of all people have seen enough to appreciate that. Still, I owe you a debt of gratitude. In fact, the whole of Earth does. We couldn't have done it without you. Oh, look. Here comes your assistant.
Oh, Doctor, thank God you're safe. The General said he got word that you were trapped in the underground when the floods began.
No, not me. I try and stay clear of water, if at all possible. There, on the ground. I don't think that's any ordinary Cyberman. Colin, is it you?
Yes, Doctor, I'm sorry. My curiosity got the better of me.
You didn't step outside of the TARDIS.
I'm sorry, Doctor. I went to look outside. They shot me. Yes, soldiers shot me in the chest.
Oh, no.
Golden bullets.
Don't die. Don't die. Canine prognosis.
Scanning. Cyberman, no longer operative, Master.
No.
Poor old Colin. Don't blame yourself, Doctor. You couldn't have saved him. You were busy elsewhere. And, well, perhaps it's better this way. What kind of life would he have had on this planet, being the only sole survivor of an extinct race of its mortal enemies?
Well,
Romana does have a point, Doctor.
Yes, yes. Stiff upper lip, eh? That's what it's all about.
That's the attitude. Will you be staying around here long now?
No, I've had enough. I think Romana and I will finish our little holiday elsewhere in the galaxy. Be seeing you.
I don't doubt it, Doctor.
Goodbye, Doctor. Romana.
Bye. Bye, Brigadier.
Goodbye, Miss Romana.
Mason and K-9, Damian Brooks as the Cyber Leader, Daniel Whittle as the Brigadier, and with additional voices by Chib Chimurokereke and Alex Turner. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Jubilee Episode 4 was written and produced by Howard Richardson. Digital editing, music and effects were by the Floor 10 Radiophonic Workshop, with additional sounds from the BBC Sound Effects Library. This has been a Floor 10 audio production.